It's 9:30 and time to talk with our friend Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing there?
Wonderfully.
Did you get cool temperatures and rain as well?
Exactly, tonight. But right now, it seems to be dry and the clouds are thinning a little bit.
Yes, you'd mentioned clouds. It's been an incredibly cloudy period of time. You know, as I was telling somebody recently, it's hard to believe that we are approaching the full moon because we just have never seen it. But the 17th already is the full moon,
yeah.
And we just have never seen a clear sky lately at night. So but according to the forecast, we should be getting some clear skies, so we'll see what that has to offer. We also had a change of temperatures. We had some very chilly weather this week, and then we had one day, Wednesday, when it reached 75 degrees.
Wow.
So interesting thing happened a great deal. When we last spoke, I mentioned how there were just a few kinds of warblers had shown up. I had only seen five kinds as of that point. Well, now that list has gotten up to 14 kinds, you know, and we have in our area 26 kinds that come through every year, and I always try to see all 26 every spring, which is a difficult task to do. And very quickly, the number went up. Just every day, I was seeing new warblers here for a while. It's just an amazing week for that. The other thing of note is all the other migrants that have shown up. We had the first rose-breast grosbeak showed up over the week, and boy, when they show up, they are really noticeable. They sing, and they come to bird feeders, and they're very, very loud and very colorful, so certainly a bird that we're going to see when it shows up, as is the oven birds. Now, oven birds are not as colorful, but they sing really loud when they have make their appearance. And I had the first one this year on May 8, which is a little later than I expected it to be. Several kinds of swallows. We had a chilly morning one day this week, and on chilly temperatures, the swallows tend to congregate around water because the temperature of the water doesn't fluctuate as much as the air, and therefore there's still going to be some insects. And so it was interesting to go down to a bay and watch the movement of no less than four kinds of swallows as they maneuvered over the water to get their food. In addition to that, the first catbird showed up this week, Baltimore Oriole, chimney swift, yesterday a vireo. All these migrants, two kinds of vireos showed up this week, so plenty of migrants that are going on out there. Takes a little bit of walking, a little bit of looking, but they're definitely there. We also had a change with the frogs up until the about the first week of May. We had three kinds of frogs. We had the chorus frog, a spring peeper, and wood frog that were calling. Well, the wood frog season is already done. They are early. They're completely done with mating and breeding and everything already. The spring peepers and chorus frogs have been calling in just an abundance every day. Well, we also had an addition this past week of the early in the week, it was the leopard frog started calling. And then later in the week, a matter of fact, day before yesterday, I heard the first gray tree frog calling. Now, when they start calling from the trees. It's only later that they get to the water, and their real breeding, it happens in late May, but they're starting to call now. So, yeah, the frog season continues to unfold. In addition to that, there's been tremendous amount of spring wildflowers. Wow, was it something for this week. I started the week, I had only seen seven kinds in bloom. Last spring, we had such an early spring, and so many things were in bloom already in April, but as we entered May, there's only a few kinds that were in bloom, and then as we gone through the first week of May, a few more started to show up. Hepatica, bloodroot, spring beauty, marsh marigold, and violets are always the first ones. And then this week, I added no less than 13 more kinds to that list, so I've now seen about 20 kinds in bloom, and boy, did it change. I had the opportunity to do something that I always like to tell people to do, and that is visit a site every day, and so I did. There's a favorite place I go to in Jay Cook State Park. And I went there 3 days in a row, and the change of each of the days was just amazing, just amazing. Tuesday, I saw a good number of spring wildflowers, but even though the place is just filled with trout lilies, none of the trout lilies were in bloom. I went back the next day, and there must have been dozens of the trout lilies, both the yellow and the white, in bloom. So it was just an amazing thing to see. The next day after that, the large trillium were in bloom. So as I said, about 20 kinds of wildflowers in bloom. This is in just a terrific time. It may be the best time of the whole spring to get out and go see these wildflowers, because not only are they in bloom, but we have no mosquitoes to go along with it, which is interesting. Lots of fiddleheads on the forest floor as well. And then I found some false morel. I did not find true morel, and anybody who did find it will never, of course, tell me where it is. But I did find plenty of false morel. In addition to that, this is the time when the trees start showing their blossoms. Trees and shrubs, the one that's most noticeable to most of us is probably forsythia, but that's the tame one in the yards. If you start looking out in the woods at some of the wild ones, they are out there. Honeysuckle, one kind of honeysuckle, fly honeysuckle, which is in bloom right now. Then there's this tree called leatherwood, which is common in some parts of the region, but rare in some other areas. Gooseberry plants are starting to show their blossom, and yesterday I found the first wild plum in bloom. Now, when they start blooming, they just really start blooming, and boy, you never realize how common they are until you start seeing these little trees with white blossoms along the roadside. They are right away followed by another one called Juneberry, and they're quickly followed by another one called Pincherry, and so the trio of white little trees with white blossoms will soon be taken over the roadsides, and it's a fascinating thing to see. All this has to happen very fast because the leaves are starting to come out on the trees. And yes, aspen, just in the last 2 days, the aspen started opening up their leaves. And when they do that, they're going to create shade, and a lot of these things underneath have got to have their blossoms very fast. So it's an amazing thing going on out there. Mm-hmm. There's a new story every day, and it's worth getting out to take a look. So have a terrific weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. See you next Saturday. Larry Weber joins us by phone, 9:30 Saturday mornings on North Shore Weekend for Weekend Outdoors.